It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
We're here at the Crestview Knights, Lady Knights Invitational, and Indians are getting ready to take on Arlington.
Yep, Arlington Red Devils.
Arlington Red Devils, Lady Red Devilettes or whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want to call those.
Yeah, so, you know, we were playing pretty well. We fought them hard against Norwalk St. Paul, fought them hard in that first set. Second set, we were hanging right in there with them, and all of a sudden, they outscored us like 13-3 or something, and just that one quick little spurt, and you know, we didn't play terrible, but we didn't play as well as we needed, and they picked it up and got us. So, do you know anything?
I know that they are like 3-13.
Okay.
So that's all I know.
Yep. Well, you know more than I do.
Yeah.
So I was pretty sure.
That's because they were 3-11 coming in, and I think they've lost their first two like us. So now they're 3-13.
Okay. So let's take another little break here, and we'll come back. And not sure how much time we have left on here. It's stuck in a minute now.
It
so
is.
I think like
less than a minute.
I think whenever the teams are ready, they'll just go. They're letting Norwalk warm up. So. We'll let you hear a few things from our sponsors before we come back, and we'll find out how much time that is. So we'll be back in just a little bit.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor turn into a major injury. Our specialized at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
This is Chad Guggenbello with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
We're back here at Crestview, Convoy, Ohio, and this is the consolation of the consolation game, I believe.
Yeah.
So. Indians are taking on the Arlington Red Devils, and we don't know much about them except they have three wins on the season. So looks like they've already checked the lineups and getting ready to go back. And Arlington will be serving first.
So Marissa takes a serve receive to Faith, back set to Grace Guggenbiller. She gets a nice hit, and they free ball. They have to free ball it. That they, ooh, they hit it short, and then Mara gets the dig. Back set to Grace and hits it way out of bounds.
Yep, she so didn't
Mara
get
had a
down
great dig.
On that one.
Yep, just and Grace just it didn't quite jump on that one, so it goes out of bounds. So Arlington gets the first point, so 1-0.
Looks like Riley Launder serving for Arlington again.
And Aubrey to Faith to Tegan. Nice hit by Tegan. And then Grace is going to take the free ball. And then Grace is going to get the set and get the kill. So nice job by Grace.
Yep, just pushes it into this back yep. corner over here. And 1-1. And Grace is going to serve.
Yep, see if she can get us some points here. Oh, ace.
Yep.
She gets a nice, what did you call it earlier? Spin ball? Or what
oh,
do you call
yeah,
that?
Knuckleball.
Knuckleball. Yep. Yeah, that's a baseball term, right?
Yeah, it comes in and dies.
Yeah, it died. Bit. Yeah, that was a great knuckleball. So now they take this one, and they nice double. And didn't call it, but they're going to let it go. Goes out of bounds on the hit, so Indians get another point.
Yep, same result.
Yep.
Just one extra
either
hit.
Way, yep, one extra hit, yep. So Grace back to serve again, Indians up 3-1. Good knuckleball again, and she can't handle it.
Yeah, they're struggling with that. They're not catching that spin coming off of off that ball. I'm guessing they play in a league that doesn't see that very much.
Yeah, because
that's three of them that they've struggled with.
Yeah. Oh, four.
Wow. And that one
did bounce off the net, though.
That one hit the net and dropped to the floor.
No, I thought she called a timeout. Nope, she called a sub.
Oh, okay.
Four in a row at that girl. It's time to sub her out. Let's see if Grace picks on the same person. The same zone, I should say.
Yep, I would.
Yeah, see how she does. Oh, nope, she finds somebody else. So they get a good play to the middle hit, and Whitley and Tegan block it, and they keep it in play. Goes to the outside hitter. Mara gets the dig to Faith to Whitley. So nice play. Nice play by the Indians.
Pretty nice set.
Yep.
Whit takes advantage of it. 6-1 Indians. Grace serving again.
And way in, right over the top of that same zone's head, right over the top of her, and she just puts it right on that back line corner.
Yep,
so
that was
corner.
Pretty.
That was a pretty serve, is right. It's a good zone to serve, too, because you got the setter coming out. Good. They have to free ball it. Oh, well, yeah, she does free ball it, and she can't quite get it
too
over.
Too close to the net, so the front line hitter had almost no chance of getting that over the net.
Yeah, Indians up 8-1. Short serve. Middle set. It goes out to the outside, and she gets blocked, but it goes out of bounds on Tegan and Whitley. It looked almost like they didn't touch it, but I could be wrong.
Yeah,
it looked like the net kind of took it out of bounds, but I don't know. I'm not the official today. Maybe another time. But
there's two officials close. Yeah. Actually, three closer than we are. But
So Marissa to Faith to Mara. Mara gets a nice hit, and they dig it up and goes to their outside hitter, and she hits it way out of bounds.
She went cross court and went cross court plus 3 feet.
Yep. Yeah. I think that might have hit the stage here. I'm not sure.
It won't hop the stage, yes. Yes, it did.
So back to serve for the Indians is Tegan. She drops a short one.
That's coming to us.
And she gets an ace.
Yep. They're not handling that knuckleball. They're struggling really badly.
She wants a timeout.
I don't blame
her. So Indians up 10-2. We'll be right back.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Crestview. And this is the consolation game, and Indians are leading 10-2 over the Arlington Red Devils. And is that Tegan serving?
Yep, Tegan's still
serving. Can't see through the official.
Yep, nice serve by Tegan, goes over. And Mara just takes it over herself with a single block.
She overset that one, I guess.
Yeah,
she put it
overpass.
Too close. Yeah, overpass and came to our side, and Tegan just, or was that Mara?
Mara
reached over and flipped it down.
Yep. Oh, in the net.
And put one in the net. 11-3 now.
So a missed serve by Tegan allows us to pull back and serve receive with Mara.
Ariana Agapio.
So Aubrey to Tegan to Lily. Lily just gets her just over. Outside hit for them. And Whitley and Lily block it. And they go to the outside hit her again. And Whitley and Lily block it again. Dig by Marissa to Tegan to Whitley. She gets it down. I don't know how. It barely covered the top of the net, or barely cleared the net. But
yep,
she got it. So nice shove at Indians.
I'm sorry I butchered that young lady's name. Agapiou. Agapiou is my
pronunciation. I'm glad you tried. So Buppy with the serve. And they're going to hit out of the middle. Tegan gets the dig. Aubrey, oh boy. And Aubrey puts it somewhere for Whitley.
Yeah.
And she just puts it up, and then Whitley just reaches over and gets a kill.
Seemed a little too close to the net or something, but Whitley could handle it.
Yep.
So flipped it over where somebody wasn't.
Yep.
13-3.
So back to serve. We have Buppy again. She rifles it, and Whitley comes over with a nice
That was a
attack.
Very nice set for Whitley from the Lady Red Devil.
Yeah, so we'll overpass to Whitley, and she takes care of it. It's what we like to see.
I think that was Jenna Stoltz that got the assist.
Yeah, we don't know Jenna Stoltz, and we'll just keep it that way, right? 14-3, Indians. Buppy serving and gets an ace.
Oh, man. Hits the net, drops down. The young lady just about got to it, only missed it by a tiny little bit.
Yep.
15-3.
Keep the ball in play here, Buppy. She gets a nice serve, and Whitley says,
"And
I'll just take care of it again."
See what was her name there? Stoltz with another assist for
Whitley. Well, it's like, well, I'll just keep hitting it, Penny. I'll take care of it. No worries. Buppy again. And they could actually set the ball up to the outside. And Whitley and Lily get the block. So Whitley and Lily get the block over there.
Yep.
I'm not sure she called an illegal hit
on something. She called four hits. So maybe she thought it didn't get across the net.
Oh, that definitely got across the net. But we'll let her have that call.
Yeah.
So Buppy with the rifle again. And she gets it over. And they hit it out to their outside. And Tegan gets the dig. And we have to slide it out to Whitley, and she hits it way out of bounds. So just a little bit short of, a little short, not quite wide enough, but that's tough coming from the libero, and the libero's got to go pass it all the way across the court. It's tough to hit it just right. So.
Yep, 17-4.
So Whitley just needs to keep it in play at this point, just keep the ball in play.
And looks like Maddie Russell.
Serve, receive, Bup, Kanapke, and Marissa, Tegan, to Lily. Lily gets just a tip over, and they're going to free ball it over, and they're going to free ball it way out of bounds.
I thought Buppy was going to go after that one, which she could have had a nice hit on
it. Yeah, she could have.
But I think she
let it go. She said,
I think somebody has said,
right.
I think you're out of bounds.
So Aubrey,
still going over your head.
Nice serve by Aubrey. That should have been a lift. I don't know why she didn't call it. Back row attack. Aubrey to Tegan to Grace, and she gets
blocked. That blocked, and they put it right back
they
in the
sure
middle
did.
Of the court.
I think we got away with a couple of, well, at least one illegal hit, that little throw by Grace.
Yeah, like it.
Gets behind her, and she throws it, tends to throw it. So Indians up 18-5. Serve, receive, Bup, Tegan to Grace, and she gets a nice hit, but they keep it in play, goes to the outside hitter. And Grace makes a play off the block, and then Lily gets a set, and she gets blocked. And then the Indians have to, Marissa hits it, and she gets blocked. And we send it over, and the overpass they can't handle. So Indians get a point, and they are up 19-5. Back to serve is Kennedy to hopefully maybe finish this out. She has the potential.
Yes. definitely could.
With her serves, she, pretty consistent. Yeah.
She served several points the last.
Yep, there's those one. Yeah, with her serve, she has definitely the potential to ace this game out. So Indians up 25. And serve is up, and Kennedy, ooh, they make a great play. Ooh, double. That one she called. She didn't like the looks of that. So another point for the Indians.
That was another double hit. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's what fun. It kind of fell between her hands.
I don't even see it.
Yeah.
So is there an advantage? Does somebody get an advantage on a double hit?
Honestly, I'm not real sure. I think, you know, they talked about.
Serves it out of bounds.
She saw it. Yeah, the official saw it land in. I thought it did too, but I'm not in a great position.
Yeah, the up official.
As far as the double goes, I think they're looking at changing that rule. If you double it and keep it on your side, they don't call it, but you can't send it over as a double. So whether or not they make that change, I don't know. Another ace serve by Kennedy.
Because I'm thinking if it's a double type of hit, it's got spin on it, and how does that... How is that an advantage for the offense?
Right.
I can see where...
Exactly.
Yeah. So
that's what they're talking about. I don't know if that'll happen, but another serve by Kennedy. And they make a play, and it goes way out of bounds. Indians up 24-5. I mean, it really makes sense. I mean, you're not really... I mean, you're only hurting yourself with a double if you have it. So.
Yeah. It never made sense to me. So I thought maybe you'd say, when that happens, somebody can do this and this.
Yeah.
Especially if they know it's coming.
So. Yeah. Kennedy did just what I thought she would do. She finished the match out 25-5. So we'll be back in a little bit.
With the weather getting cooler, we start thinking about making a big batch of chili, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need for recipe. A large selection of seasonings, beans, tomato juice and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, shredded cheese, crackers, and you can get a 10-pound roll of ground chuck for just $2.99 a pound. If you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop into Wayne Street Market, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day back in their deli, like Meatloaf Mondays, Tenderloin Tuesdays, and they have ribs on Thursdays and burgers and brats on Fridays. And you'll want to make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries. And they're taking orders now for Cooper Farms turkey rolls for the holidays. Good food ready to go every day. Just stop into Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Emily and Kyle from Calp Pharmacy, your community health smart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Calp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Calp Pharmacy has a variety of over-the-counter cold and flu medications and is offering flu vaccines. Schedule your flu shot ahead of time by calling Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 1-800-686-2314. Or just stop in. HealthSmart, taking the time to listen and care.
And we're back. Indians are on the court for set number two. The Lady Red Devils are still in their huddle. So what did we see there in that first set that we hadn't seen?
Well,
a lesser opponent?
Yeah, I would say definitely. They just struggle with the serve receive. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're serving much more aggressive. We've just served previously to a lot better passers.
Yes.
So, you know, Arlington, their passers aren't really good. Like they're not as good as what we've seen.
Yeah, what we usually.
So they're struggling to keep the ball in play.
And you know, they have won three matches.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm thinking the way they were, especially with those knuckleball and some of those harder, real close to the net serves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking the league they play in may not see a lot of that, or they'd have to be a lot better than that.
Yeah.
You know, when you've seen it, you can kind of at least work on it and get used to it.
Right.
And I think we saw that in one of those first matches we played this year. I don't remember who it was, where they just didn't seem to get how you play that serve. But everybody, mm-hmm. nobody likes to have to receive it
right.
in our league, but everybody knows how to receive it.
Right. Yep.
They don't love it, mm-hmm. and they don't always do great at it, but at least you can do it. So I think they just hadn't seen that kind of thing before, and they struggled with that quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I believe we'll be serving first.
Yep.
It'll be Grace.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and so we have Grace, Marissa, and Faith in the back row. We've got Whitley, Mara, and Tegan in the front row. So Grace back to serve. First point of the second match. Second set. Good serve. Out. Marissa dig to Faith, out to Mara with a great hit. And they have to free ball it over to Mara, and she hits it in.
Phew.
She gets us a kill.
That
nice
was a
job.
Really good
yep.
call and move by the mm-hmm. official. She got out
she
of
did.
The way.
She got just out of the way.
And was looking down at the ball as she
yep.
moved out of the
she
way.
She did a nice job.
We had a couple earlier that didn't do exactly
right,
like
right.
that.
So Grace, nice serve, and they have to free ball it over, and they do. And then Marissa to Faith, out to Mara, and Mara makes a nice little play out of it. And the dump, they dump the ball over,
yep.
and it lands right in front of Marissa.
Yep, second hit instead of the third, and took us by surprise and put it at our feet. So
yep, right, just
one
wasn't quite ready for that. 1-1, tie ball game.
Riley Launder. Left-handed serve.
Serve received to Marissa, to Faith, back set to Tegan, and she tips it over. Out to the outside hitter, and Marissa just misses that dig.
Yep. Aubrey
got, she
got
it
under
up.
It.
Yeah.
She dove and got under it, but she didn't ever get it high enough to
yeah.
for anybody to work with, so we're behind 2-1 now.
Yep. Serve received Marissa, to Faith, Tamara, and she gets a kill. Mara gets her second kill of the game. And in for the Indians, we have Lily to come in and hit for Faith. Back to service, Tegan. Indians tie ball game, 2-2. Nice serve receive, set to the middle, and a great dig by Tegan. Whitley to save it, Mara to get us a good hit, and they set it outside, and they tip it over, and Whitley said, nope, nope.
Ooh.
And then Whitley tips it again.
Yeah, the set for their hitter went a little too far over the net.
Yeah, she did, and that lady didn't call it, and that's just an injury waiting to happen. So
yep.
I think her whole foot, Whitley couldn't even jump because she was afraid. So
yep.
Back to service, Tegan. And serve receive. They send it over, and we're all sleeping.
The setter hit it over on the second hit. That's the second time they've done that.
Yep.
That's two of their 3 points. So we better wake up because
yep.
there's a...
And, you know, we should be at base for that. That's like something you learn in seventh
yeah.
grade. So we got to
yep.
be at base. Tegan out to Lily. Lily gets us a kill.
Leads up 4-3.
And in to serve for Mara is Bup. Indians up, yep, 4-3.
Okay, this is going to be a tough one for them to handle.
Yeah, because she's got a rifle. When it's in, she's got a rifle. Nice. Yep, neither one of them wanted it. I don't blame them.
Neither one of them flinched.
Nope.
And there was maybe 4 feet between them.
Yep, I would say.
And it hit right between their feet.
Yep. Ace serve for Bup. And she's going to go back and try to get us some more. Another one, nice serve receive, and they send it out to their outside hitter. She tips it, Kennedy gets a hand on it, and Marissa tips it, and they go to their outside hitter, and oh, nice dig by Tegan.
It was
great dig
awesome.
By Tegan. So they're going to free, we had to free ball it over, they're going to set it to their backside. Oh, just off of Lily and Marissa. Just
yep.
off of Lily and Marissa. Looks like Grace is sitting this game. Not sure what he's doing. Got a little bit of a different lineup, I noticed.
She might not be feeling as well as we would hope.
I don't know
after she was slow.
So Marissa,
coming to the...
Marissa makes a play over, and then Tegan sets it out to Marissa, and she has to make the play, gets her own
Tegan
dig.
Nice
And little Lily gets a nice little tip out of the middle, and then outside tips it, and Kennedy and Lily block it.
That was nice. They put it right there and perfect, and put it right straight down.
Yep, that was pretty.
6-4
nice
Indians.
Nice block by Kennedy. So
see if Kennedy can get about 6 in a row here again.
So Grace is back in. And she's in for the libero. My gosh, something's different. I'm not sure what. I got to figure it out. So Kennedy to Tegan back to, I see, Grace. Grace gets a slide hit, just keeps it in play. Marissa misses her dig. I think he's got Kennedy playing defense for somebody. That's why I was confused. So she's not setting. She was playing defense. Got it. She was serving and playing defense for Whitley.
6-5, Indians.
Yep. So Aubrey to Tegan out to Marissa, and she gets a nice hit out of the middle. Nice swing, solid. In for the Indians is Faith. She's going to serve, and Whitley or Lily's going to have a seat here. So I'm not sure. At one point, we didn't have either Whitley. I think he might be maybe just holding out Whitley, maybe not playing her this game. Maybe. Ooh, heads up. That's our ball. We get to play this one. So ace serve for
that one
Faith.
About boinked me in the noggin.
Yep, sure did.
And that had enough spin on it, it had pulled some of the skin off the top of my head.
Yep.
No hair, but skin.
I got a free ball that one over. Tegan to Faith to Tegan. And she just tips it over into a big hole. They didn't know quite what to do with that. So.
Yep.
Okay, so Indians get their 9th point of the game, up 9-5. Still Faith serving, and she caught her between. I'm not sure if I should pass it or set it. Free ball dig, Aubrey back set to Grace, and she hits it way out of bounds. I don't think that the official was looking, or the line judge was looking, but...
Yeah, that was...
But we made the call anyway because it was way out. I don't think she was even paying attention. Aubrey to Faith, out to Marissa. Nice hit by Marissa. Oh, thank goodness she called that.
Carried
that was
right?
Ugly. Yep.
Yep, lifted. Yep.
Yep, she definitely lifted that. So Indians get
even
another
I
point.
Saw that one.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't see any of
yep,
that stuff.
Yep, yep. 10-6, Indians are up. Marissa is back to serve. And she gets a nice ace serve.
Yep.
11-6, Indians.
She could get to it, but she couldn't get it anywhere near under control.
She passed it to the official.
Yep.
Official can't help her. Marissa serves a short one, and they handle it. Oh, Grace. Oh, nice. Nice play by the Indians. Faith gets a dig. And Marissa gets a kill off of a back row attack.
Yep. Off the blockers, and one of their defenders tried to get it, but could not get it under control at all. 12-6 Indians.
Marissa back to serve. She gets a nice serve, and they make pretty great play out of it. And then they hit it way out of bounds. So a nice, pass that hit, but the hitter just got under it and hit it to the back wall. We've seen that a few times today. Marissa back to serve, and she drops a short one just over the net.
Hits the net, and just within a quarter of an inch of falling back on our side.
14-6 Indians
onto
up.
Onto their side.
We're going to take a timeout. We'll
take a little quick break here. We'll be back in just a minute or so.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay? Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face? Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Full-time production positions start at $15.25 an hour. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Okay, we're back. Indians up 14-6 over the Arlington Red Devils. Marissa Garkey back to serve. They make a nice pot pass, and the right side hitter is going to hit it, and she's going to hit it inbounds. I don't know how she got it in there, but yeah. She did. She didn't have much room, but she sliced it in.
Yep.
Arlington gets a point, and Indians still up 14-7.
Katie Solt will go back to serve for the Lady Red Devils.
She serves it way out. That's where we like them, way yeah. out. Keep them there. So back to serve for the Indians, we have Grace. And, yeah, they are keeping Whitley out this game. So we have Kennedy coming in to play some middle for Whit. Grace, a nice serve. Back row attack. Grace wants the dig, and she doesn't get it.
She should have let that go. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'd rather her go after one than not go after one, and it drops in.
Right.
It's unaggressive mistake.
Because it was kind of floating. I could see it dropping straight down.
Yep.
Back to serve, receive. Marissa Aubrey and Mara. Faith back set to Tegan, and she hits it in. It's a nice hit by Tegan. Nice swing, good spot, great slicer. Subbing in for Faith now is Lily. Back to serve is Tegan. And she serves it way out of bounds. Way out of bounds. It gives the Indians another point. The Red Devils another point. So 9-16 in favor of the Indians. Serve receive Aubrey to Tegan to Kennedy, who gets a nice kill out of the middle. Nice job by Kennedy. Great set by Tegan. So Mara's going to sub out, and Buppy's going to go back to serve. Or rifles. Indians up 17-10. Out. She serves it just out of bounds, just long. 10-17. Or now it's 10-17. I think they put a point up for the wrong team. So
Ariana Agapio.
That's that name again. Serve receive Aubrey to Tegan up to Marissa, and she gets a nice hit, a nice kill, goes out of bounds. Nice swing by Marissa. And Grace Guggenberg's back in for the libero.
She had a decent dig, but she didn't get quite under enough, and it shot straight over the net and then out of bounds.
Yep. So Kennedy back to serve. Nice serve by Kennedy. And they go out to their outside hitter. Dig by Kennedy. Tegan to Grace. Keeps it just in play. And another dig by Kennedy. Outside to Buppy. And they dig it, and they go to their middle hitter, and they Grace and Lily tip it, and
nice
said, nope, not
block.
Today.
Put it straight down, and 19-10,
yep.
Indians.
In favor of the Indians.
Kennedy again, serving.
Kennedy is a nice serve, and they can't handle it. Ace serve by Kennedy. Indians up 21-10. She's got a nice serve. Very, very nice serve. Very consistent. And I shouldn't have said that because now she'll tank it out of bounds or something. But not really. She's just a good server. So she keeps it in play, and they can't handle it. They got a good play out of the first one and then just couldn't finish it. So another point for the Indians.
Does her height give her an advantage on the serves?
It doesn't seem like it should,
but there's something she's doing as a freshman that other people aren't able to do.
She just hammers it.
Yeah.
She don't think. She just hammers it. And that's sometimes that's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you've been practicing and you know that you don't have to think about it. You just hit it.
Yep. 22-11 or 22-10. Indians up. And, it does have a little bit of a drop effect. Ooh, goodness sakes. She tried to set the outside hitter, and it went to on the other side of the net. So
Kennedy's serving again. 10.
Yeah, she might finish this out here.
Yeah,
she's got that straight rifle, a lot like Buppy's. Ooh, another almost.
Thought that was coming to us.
Yeah, Marissa there to block it. And, Ooh, good who's save. That? Buppy? Yep. Yep. Oh,
we hit it out of bounds.
Oh, darn it. So Buppy gets a great diving play. I didn't think anybody was going to get to that, and she got to it.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
So.
She got there, and,
they
I think it took us by surprise. They got one of Kennedy's serves back over the net.
Yeah.
That hadn't happened in a while.
11-23 in favor of the Indians. Buppy to Teagan to Grace.
Nice.
When you got no blocker, you know, that's when you got no blocker, that's a big, that's awesome.
It's good serve receive, good pass.
Yep.
Good set, and she took care of business.
Yep, she did. So back to serve, our game point is Faith. Indians up 24-11.
Set point, match point.
Oh, looks like, oh, they're going to free ball it over. And it's going to go Bup to Faith to middle to Teagan. Gets a nice crush right out of the middle. That's what we like. Yep. So Indians get the win, 25-11. Against the Arlington Red Devils.
Yep. We'll be back in a minute and talk about a little bit of stats and stuff. Back in just a minute.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here at Crestview where the Indians win their third match. They lost the first two and the third one, and fairly easily. I can't remember the final score here. I think it's 25 to about 10 or so over the Arlington Red Devils, Lady Red Devils. So what we have coming up next week, Thursday, is going to be the first varsity sports thing we're going to have, and that'll be volleyball at Minster. And we're going to simulcast Rob Weaver's coverage of that on WPGW. And we don't think there's NFHS video over there in their gym. Friday, the Indians will host Parkway on homecoming night. And it'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, and that audio will be with the NFHS video. And then Saturday, we'll be hosting Fort Loramie, another tough. We have a schedule full of tough teams. And that's how you get better. If you're gonna go anywhere in the tournament, you need to play tough teams during the season. So we play in Fort Loramie. That'll be a WPGW simulcast. And I believe that the JV match starts at 9 a.m. Since it's homecoming, they want to try to get the gym cleared so they can get things done. So with homecoming, that night they're gonna get the gym cleared. Hopefully by noon so they can get everything going. Do you have any stats for us in that last set match?
Yeah, I do. Leading us in digs was Marissa and Teagan, each with 4. And then Aubrey and Kennedy each had 2 that game, too, or that match. And then kill-wise, I had Whitley with 6, and then Marissa and Teagan with 3, and Grace and Mara with 2. So that's all I got. That's all I can do at one time.
Well, that's more than we would have if you weren't doing it.
Yep, that's right.
So I thought we looked pretty good against a mediocre team in that last match. I hope that gives us some oomph. Of course, we don't play again until next Thursday.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to be playing again pretty soon since we are going out on a strong note. But you know, we have some things to clean up. We can, I think if we get a couple of our things sorted out, we can make a very nice run.
I think so,
in the tournament. You just never know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I think we just need some confidence right now. I mean, when you lose two today that you shouldn't have lost, and you know, I think we're looking at trying to find some consistency, and that, you know, that's a huge thing. And
it looked like the coach might have been trying a few different things, like having Whitley set out the last set.
Yeah, I think I don't think he had much of a choice there.
I don't think Kennedy played much until the final match.
Right. She did a nice job
today. And she did really well.
She's just a nice player.
Yeah, and so you know, it looks like we're doing some experimenting when we when we're not playing league games, and I don't see any problem with that. You know, we're not going to go undefeated this year, so let's just work on getting better
and for the off season.
We're going to be okay. So, any closing thoughts?
Nope, I got nothing.
All righty.
All right.
We appreciate everybody listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We really appreciate our sponsors for helping us out and helping us get here to get things taken care of. And we'll be, our next broadcast will be a simulcast with Rob Weaver on Thursday. We'll be playing at Minster. So, that'll be our next time on the air. Thanks for listening. For Diana Rammel, we're heading out.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sportscast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.